And good morning, everyone. Good morning. Lovely to see you all. As you will see, things are rather different from usual. The reason is, in case you don't know, Holiday Bible Club starts tomorrow morning for the week, and we are looking forward to that. So that's why we are a little bit different from normal. We are going to have an all-age service that's going to sort of launch us into Holiday Bible Club week, and I don't have anything any more to say about that because I don't know what's going to happen any more than you do. So I'm going to sit where you are and enjoy the service with you this morning. The notices for the week are on the printed sheet or by email. Do make sure that you have a copy. If you don't have a hard copy, there are some. Please do take one on the way out. The only thing I would want to say, and Hilary has not asked me to say this, but I'm going to say it, and I know that she'll be pleased if I say this. Please, friends, do spend as much time as you can in prayer for Holiday Bible Club. It really is important. There's been a lot of work done behind the scenes. You will probably know far more about that than I do. This is my first one, as they say, in the flesh, but it's good to be part of it. But there's a lot of work being done. But unless it's covered in prayer, we're not going to see the things we want to see happen. So pray for the staff, pray for protection, pray for the youngsters as they come. God's message and God's word will go forward, and we will see young hearts and lives change. So do pray very much for the Holiday Bible Club for the year as we have it. And that's all I'm going to say, and I'm going to hand over to Michael to lead us in worship once he's finished. Oh, I thought he had maybe a drink there. Oh, he's having a quick drink before he starts. Okay, well, let's worship God, and I'm going to ask Michael to lead us now in our service. Thank you, Michael.
Morning, everyone. Can you hear me? Are we on? Yes, just about. Excellent. Good morning. Yeah, so as Stuart said, we've got an all-age service this morning, got various madness planned, so bear with us. We're going to start by standing together, sing a couple of songs. So if you'd like to stand, I'll just pray for us, and then we'll sing together. So if you want to stand with me, let's just pray. Father God, we thank you so much for this glorious morning, Lord. We thank you so much for everything that you provide us with. Lord, you provide us with so much more than we ever deserve, Lord, and we just want to thank you and give you praise this morning. So we pray you'd be with us now, you'd be with us by your Spirit, that you bless this time as we seek to praise and worship you and hear from your word, Lord. Just be with us now, we pray. Amen. Let's sing, give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. I'll turn my guitar on.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong.
Bye.
as we sing, I will worship all of my heart. I will praise you with all my strength, and I will give you all my worship.
I'm all ready for the water rafting. Oh, it's going to be very good fun. I think we're going to have fun this week. Who wants to have fun this week? Well, only half of you. What are the rest of you going to do? Oh, we're going to have fun. Right, so, okay, now I wonder where I have to sign up. I can't see any water. Maybe you have to get a transport to the river or something. There's a canoe up there, but that looks a bit scary. I don't think we'll try that. Oh, this looks a bit more hopeful. Yes, I think we can fit in here. Wonder how many people we can get in there. Quite a few, I should think. Right. Oh, here, Rocky Rapids, that's it, isn't it? Right. Can't see anybody, though. Am I the only person here? Dear, hope not. Oh, joining instructions for Hillary. Well, that sounds hopeful, doesn't it? Open the bag. Sounds like a telly program, doesn't it? Open the bag and take out the clothing. But I'm dressed for rafting. Oh, okay. Wonder what they mean. Wonder what's in here. Oh, right. Oh, this looks interesting. Oh, nice colour. Is it my size? Right. Oh, that's funny, isn't it? Take out the clothing and put it on. Oh, well, that's funny. Right. Okay. Well, this is going to be interesting, isn't it? Over the head. Yes, this is it. Right. Is it going to fit? My size. Yes, that's good. Oh. What's it stuck? It's stuck on my battery. Oh, I need my battery, otherwise I'll run out and fall down in a dead faint. Thank you very much, glamorous assistant. Right, okay. Right, anything else? What else is in here? I wonder what else is in here. Can you see anything else in here? What's in there? Oh, a pair of shorts. Okay, well, all right, okay. Well, we'll put them on. Right, okay. Now what goes on? Which way around are they? That way? Right, well, there's still no sign of anybody else. Right, okay. Open the book. Your timetable and further information can be found inside. See you Monday. What's today? Sunday? Oh dear, am I a day early? Oh, no wonder there's no one else here. Right, open the book. Right, okay. Oh, Holiday Bible Club. Who's heard of that? Welcome to the Holiday Bible Club team. Okay, right, what's it say then? Right, thank you so much for being willing to join this year's Holiday Bible Club team. Right, okay, well, that's a different program. We aim to adapt and survive. Yeah, well, to be flexible, even to fit into the t-shirts. They're wearing them snug this year. Very snug. Ladies in joke for the team t-shirts, which are very snug this year. Our theme this year is based around a whitewater rafting adventure. Yeah, I like that. With the idea that life is like a river journey. There are both hard times, the whitewater rapids, that looks very stressy, and easy times, the smooth open river. Very appropriate this year. Jesus invites us all to get into the boat, and he will navigate us all the way through the journey of life. Jesus is our river guide, and we are the boat crew. Jesus sits higher up at the back of the boat with a good view down the river. He knows it like the back of his hand. His commands will help us navigate safely, and we need to follow his instructions quickly and as one body. Working well with each other and being obedient to the guide's direction will make for a good river trip. Well, that sounds different sort of week from the rafting, but I think that sounds like we're going to have a good week. Do you think we're going to have a good week?
Yes.
Yes. Are we going to have a good week?
Yes.
Thank you. Right. Okay. Well, I think it's time that we learnt the theme song. Now, just a little bit of way of introduction. The theme song has got this most amazing whitewater rafting video, which is superimposed on it. Now, the temptation is to watch the video and not the words. So, if possible, we're going to do it through twice. So, once we'll just sort of sing along with it and watch the amazing rafting. Sadly, it's not a video of one of our holidays. Though I have to say it could have been. But anyway, yeah, but just before we sing the song, though, I do want to say some very big thank yous. I mean, Holiday Bible Club is a bit like a jigsaw piece. Every piece is very important, and without any one piece, the picture is missing. But I would like to say thank you to our very creative artist, Phil. Our very own Phil has created the backboard. We're very blessed in Oni. We have a lot of very talented people. Now, Ralph has created our whitewater rapids. Right, Angela painted the painting as you come in, or the logo, so thank you very much, Angela. And Rob and Jeff have spent a lot of time on Friday hanging the bunting and generally supervising the safe putting up of all the scenery and the netting and everything. So thank you very much to Rob and Jeff. Right, okay, let's give it a go then. Let's start the video.
Paddling down the river, we've got to keep it together.
We're paddling down the river,
we've got to keep it together.
There are rapids ahead, here we go. Peace and joy, strong in the power
again now, second time through.
Paddling down the river, we've got to keep together.
One falling out the boat. Right. So, the rapids ahead. Right, the next song we're going to sing is a song that I always like to sing before Holiday Bible Club week. It's We Want to See Jesus Lifted High, because that's what, basically, we want to see in our town. We want to see the name of Jesus lifted high like a banner across the skies. You know how the planes trail the banners? Well, the Holiday Bible Club, we're trailing the banners for Jesus this week.
Seat. Jenny is now going to come and lead us in a time of prayer.
So when we come to God in prayer, it's important to pray for other people as well as for ourselves. Praying for other people's needs is an expression of our love, and God wants us to pray for others as a reflection of his love and his mercy for us. It helps us to grow in compassion for other people, and we can pray for people we know, like our family and our friends, but also people we don't know, people we've never met yet. So let's pray together. Lord, we pray over our world and ask you to bring peace and harmony, reconciliation and solutions in disagreements and disputes. We come to you, Lord, and ask you to bless all those in our world with knowing your goodness, that you are for them, not against them, that your love and mercy endures forever. Lord, we ask that our communities will be rooted in you and grounded in your love, that our streets will be safe places to live, flowing with peace only you can give. We ask that the atmosphere over our cities, towns and villages be filled with your love and power, God. Lord, bless our community here with your abundant provision, with enough for ourselves, yet more to give away. We pray for the children here in our community and all around the world, that they will encounter only things which are good for them, that they will experience positive influences on their lives. We ask that they will be blessed to walk free from fears and be surrounded by your love. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to you like this in prayer. Amen.
Thank you very much. The next thing we're going to do requires a little bit of setting up, so you just have to bear with us for a minute. So could you please turn around to someone near you, say good morning, ask them their favourite type of ice cream and what their favourite thing to watch at the Commonwealth Games is. I'll see you in a minute. Hang on. There we are. Okay. If you can come back. Excellent. Hope you found out some fun facts. So the first activity we're going to do this morning is the inaugural Rocky Rapids obstacle course. Or the Rock for short. Do you like that? Okay, so Rocky Rapids, we're thinking about this morning, is the theme of Holiday Bible Club. The idea being that life is very much like Rocky Rapids. There's ups and downs, there's things we don't expect, challenges to go through along the way. A bit like an obstacle course. So, as a nice little illustration of that, we have this. So, the way it works is, we start over here, and you have to go up, along, past the cones, and around this way, up onto the stage, through the tunnel, which I won't do right now. When you come out, we've discussed, life can be challenging. There's lots of twists and turns. It's really hard to try and navigate by ourselves. But if we have someone to help us and to guide us, it goes a lot better. So I think you might have got my thinly veiled point. But we're going to explore this a bit more. Now, the question is, where is it that we're going to get that guidance from? How are we going to find out what we should be doing as we go through life? Well, we have a few things that might be able to help us. Would anyone like to guess any of those things that help us as we try to navigate through life? The Bible! Hey, the Bible, yes! Now, I'm hoping that you've all got a Bible to hand. There should be some nearby. There should be maybe under the chair in front of you. I think there's a big stash up in the balcony somewhere. If you could all grab a Bible, please. We're going to do something that I used to do when I was a kid. I don't know if you have done this as well, to do some races with the Bible to see who can find the verse the fastest. So, John, if we can go to the next slide, please. So we're going to start with an Old Testament verse. So this is the books of the Old Testament. It's a bit small, sorry. There's quite a lot of them. So we're going to start with an Old Testament verse. So in a minute, we'll show up the verse, and we'll say, ready, steady, go, and we've got to try and find the book and the verse in the Bible. Once you've found it, if you stick your hand up or something like that, that'd be great. Okay, so if we go on to the next slide, please, John. So the first one is Deuteronomy 31:6. Off we go. So quite early on. Fifth book. That was close. Got it. Oh, great work. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Everyone got it? Great work. Okay, and Hilary's going to read it for us. Hilary.
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Excellent. So God is with us and we don't need to be afraid. That's great, isn't it? Right, next one. You ready? Steady? Go! Psalm 25, verses 8 to 9. Oh, I've got some cheaters over there. So about halfway through, after Job, before Proverbs. Hands up when you found it. Excellent, good work over there. Very fast people over here. Up in the balcony, yes, excellent. Any advance? Yes,
Just about got there. Lovely stuff. Hillary.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way.
Excellent. So God instructs us and guides us. Brilliant. There's another one in Psalm. If we can flick on to the next one, I'll just read this to save you finding it. So Psalm 119, verse 9. Hillary?
How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word.
Excellent. So we already said the Bible can help us, and here it is. The Bible affirms that by saying God can help us if we live according to his word. Lovely stuff. Okay, we'll flick on to the next one. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. So if you're in Psalms, it's just the next book. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Excellent, excellent. Over here, yes. Good work. Nimble fingers. Up in the balcony, yeah. Awesome. Okay, Hillary.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Excellent. He'll make our paths straight, or that can also be translated, will direct your paths. So if we trust in him, then he will direct us. Very useful. Okay, so we're going to go over to the New Testament now. So if you can flick on, John. So there's the books of the New Testament. So we start with the kind of account of Jesus' life, and then get into the letters and the other things that go on in there. Okay, so if you're ready with the New Testament one, we'll go on to the next one, John. So John 16:13, if you can find that. Oh, up in the balcony first this time. Excellent. And over here, and over here. Very good. I think the rustling's died down.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come.
Excellent. So another thing that we have that helps us is the Holy Spirit. So God gives us the Holy Spirit to help us and to guide us through life. Okay, so we're going to the next one, please, John. So we're now going to Philippians. So flick on a bit more. It's kind of the middle-ish of the New Testament. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Oh, over here, very good. Yeah, down the front. Up in the balcony, have we got it? Yeah, yeah. Excellent work. Okay.
Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Great. So we should pray when we're anxious and when we've got things in life that we feel worried about. And it says that God will give us peace, which again is excellent. Okay, last one now. I'm going to flick on to 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 to 17. Oh, already? Very good. Over there, yeah, well done. At the back, good work. Up in the balcony, yeah. A bit fiddly now because they're smaller books, aren't they? There's less of them to find. Good work. Is everyone there? Just about. Marvellous. Okay. Hillary.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Brilliant. So we've kind of touched on this before, but the Bible is here to equip us and to help us, to teach us, to correct us. It's God-breathed, so it's kind of, you know, by God's Spirit, he's able to reveal to us what his will is for our lives. We'll do one more, but I will just read it out to save you trying to find it, so we can flick on. So James 1:5.
If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
Awesome. So not only does God help us with things that we're worried about, he gives us wisdom as well. Which is brilliant. So if we just ask him, he'll give us wisdom to try and help to, you know, work out what we should do and how to deal with those things that we encounter in our lives. Okay, so if we can flick on to the next one. So if we sum all of that up, it's quite small font, sorry. So God is with us, and we don't need to be afraid. God instructs us, and he guides us. He gives us wisdom when we ask for it. He directs us when we trust in him with our problems. And he gives us peace when we're anxious and when we pray to him about them. On to the next one. We learn that the Holy Spirit that God gives us guides us in his truth. And on to the next one. The Bible helps to equip us. So what should we do in response? Well, we should follow God's word. We should pray when we're anxious and offer those things up to God. And God will give us peace. And we should trust in God. I'll just leave you with this little bookmark that I was given when I was a lad. As you can see, this chap has just skied off the side of the mountain. Just wondering what's going to happen next. But it says, be anxious for nothing, because God is still in control. We're going to sing a couple of songs now. I'm just going to knock over this tower. The first song is one which I think will probably be new to you. Oh, sorry, Joe. It's Even Though I Walk Through the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Oh no, you'll ever let go. So what I suggest is if we sing the first verse and chorus through, if you just want to remain sat, and if you know it, please do sing along. If not, if you want to just kind of absorb the melody and so on, and then we'll stand together to sing the second verse and chorus through together. Okay.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I won't fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low.
Like to stand.
And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles before that day comes. We'll live to know you here on the earth. And I will fear no evil.
Oh no, you never let go.
Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me.
Stay standing. We're going to sing another song now, Blessed Be Your Name. This is really a song of kind of commitment and declaration, where we say that through life there'll be good times, there'll be hard times, but we know that in all things God is with us and he's there to guide us and help us, and so we should bless his name. And so we commit that through those good times and through those bad times, we'll seek to bless God's name. So let's sing this together. Please take a seat.
Okay, we're back. So we've talked about how God guides us through the rocky rapids of life. We've talked about a few different ways that God does that. So he does it kind of directly by speaking to us and placing things upon our heart. He does it through the Bible. He does it through his Holy Spirit. So we're going to have a little look now to find some examples of where that's happened through some stories in the Bible. So there are five, oh, sorry, if we can go back, John, we'll come back to that in a minute. There are five cards hidden around the church. I'd like to have a look under your seats, behind you, by the windowsills, all around, see if we can find these cards. Wave it in the air if you find one. Huzzah! Oh, there's one there. Brilliant. In the back, have we found the one upstairs? There is definitely one upstairs. Ooh. Sue's done such a good job of hiding it. Excellent, we got it. Brilliant, right. Oh, and he's bringing it down. I was going to run up. Brilliant. Right, where's the first? There's one over here. Is there someone over here who'd be happy to read it out? No.
Oh, okay.
But Abraham said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless and the one who will inherit my estate of Eliza of Damascus? Sorry. And Abraham said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but your son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be.
Thank you very much. You got the longest one, so well done. So there we are in Genesis. So earlier in chapter 12 of Genesis, God had already told Abraham that he will have many descendants. God says to him, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. So later on, having walked through the land of the Canaanites, God says, to your offspring, I will give this land. So Abraham knew that this is what being promised to him. However, like all of us, he starts to wonder what's going on. He gets a bit impatient. And so in this conversation that we just read out, he asks God how any of this can be. How is this going to happen? I don't have any children. How can I be a great nation? You notice that God doesn't actually specifically give him an answer in this passage or a date or any kind of specifics. He just reiterates the promise that his offspring will be as numerous as the stars. Sometimes when we want something from God, when we ask him for something, like some guidance or help with a particular situation, he doesn't always necessarily reply in the way that we want. It might be that the reply is that we just have to wait and we have to be patient. Who's got the next one up here? Is someone going to read it out?
The king said to me, what is it you want? Then I prayed to the God of heaven, and I answered the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah where my ancestors are buried, so that I can rebuild it. Then the king, with the queen sitting beside him, asked, how long will your journey take? And when will you be back? It pleased the king to send me, so I set a time.
Thank you very much. So that's a passage from the book of Nehemiah. So Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer, which is a very important job. He was there to select the wine and the drinks that the king would be given and to give them to him. But Nehemiah was sad. He was sad because Jerusalem, God's holy city, was in ruin, having been destroyed by the Babylonians some years earlier. So the king noticed this. He noticed that Nehemiah was looking a bit down. And so he asked him what he wants. Nehemiah knew that this was a unique opportunity to ask the king for the thing that he really did want. And to be able to go and do something about it. So what does he do? He sends up one of those kind of lightning bolt prayers, like an arrow up to God. I'm sure you've been in that situation where you just say, God, please help me with this thing. I just don't know what's going on. I don't know how to deal with this. And he sends up that prayer. So he says, the king said to me, what is it you want? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and then I answered the king. So God gives him the words to respond, and he's in that situation. And the king didn't just agree to let Nehemiah go and deal with the walls in Jerusalem, but actually pleased the king to send him on his way. And that was the kind of result of that prayer that he sent up. Right, who's got another one? At the back. Happy to read?
I don't mind. Judges 6:14-16. The Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? Pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied, but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive.
Thank you very much. So at this point in their history, the Israelites have been under the rule of the Midianites for 7 years. And they've had a really tough time. The Midianites were not nice people. Whenever they planted crops, they destroyed them. They took all of their cattle and sheep and all that kind of stuff. So they're having a really bad time. And this is the moment where God appoints Gideon to be the leader who will defeat the Midianites and free Israel again. But notice that Gideon is concerned about how he's going to achieve this. So he asks. God says, you're going to be the man to do this. And he says, well, how? How am I going to do this? I'm the least of the clans. You know, I don't have anything to my name. How am I going to do it? As we know, God loves to give us wisdom and direction when we ask him. We've already covered that earlier on. So here's a great example of somebody being given a task and immediately turning back to God and saying, well, how can I do this? How will you help me? Who's got another one? Oh, Thomas, you had one in the back, didn't you? You gonna read it? Good man.
One of those days, Jesus went out to the mountains to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Great. So here's the big moment in Luke where Jesus picks his disciples. Now, this was a pretty big deal. These 12 would be his right-hand men throughout his ministry. They'd be given the authority to go and to preach and to heal. And they would go on to do great things once Jesus had gone off back to heaven. So how does he go about picking them? Did he ask for application forms? Did he ask for a vote to be held or anything? No, he didn't do that. He spent the night in prayer with God. So we often talk about what would Jesus do? Well, here's a great one. If you've got a big decision to make, you spend the night if you're that dedicated. But, you know, we should take these things to God and pray to him about them. There should be one more, I think. Yes, excellent. Happy to read it.
1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 3. When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them?" "Pursue them," he answered. "You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue."
Lovely, thank you very much. So the Amalekites were longtime enemies of the Jewish nation. And in the story, we see David, who isn't king yet, but he's a commander in Saul's army, arriving at the town of Ziklag, great name, to find that it has been attacked by the Amalekites. They'd done a pretty good job. It was completely, you know, burnt to the ground, and all the women and children had been taken captive, which is particularly pertinent because this is the town where David's wives lived. So in this moment of great distress and upset, David turns to God to inquire what he should do next. Should he try and pursue the army who are now on the run, or should he just stay put? God tells him to go, and sure enough, David not only catches them, but he's able to recover every single person, item, and animal that the bandits had taken away. So I think that's all five, isn't it? We've done them all, yes, excellent. So if we can go on to the next slide, please, John. So what have we found out? So we've got Abraham at that point, who asked God how the promise will be fulfilled. We had Gideon, who asked how he could achieve what it was that he'd been told to do. We've got David, who asked God for guidance when he was at a crossroads in his life and not sure what to do next. We've got Nehemiah, who prays to God when he's in that moment where he needs strength in that high-pressure situation, and he fires up that quick prayer to God for help. And we've got Jesus, who prays to God when making that big decision. So we've talked about the Bible and how important it is. We've seen here in these examples times when God has a kind of direct dialogue with his people. That still happens today. But we're also blessed with other ways that we can find out kind of what's on God's mind and what his will is for our lives. So we have the Bible and we have the Holy Spirit. And as we found out before, the Spirit guides us in truth and the Bible equips us for the journey. So we're going to learn a verse from the Bible. That's what we're going to do as our next thing. It's a verse that talks about the Bible. So if we can go on to it, John. I'm sure many of you all know it already. Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So we talked earlier on through the obstacle course about how life is like an obstacle course, but it's like one where we don't know what's coming next. We're a bit in the dark. We don't really know what's coming up. We can't see the way ahead. Who's used a torch before? Anyone used a torch? What do you use a torch for? Or when do you use a torch? You have to shout a bit louder. When you can't see, when it's dark. But when it's a power cut, or when you're out camping, something like that. And you use the torch to light up the way that you're going, don't you? You use it to enable you to see what's coming up ahead and to see the way that you should go. And that's what this passage is, or this verse is saying. Your word is a light to my feet. You light up the way and you show me the way that I should go. So we're going to learn this together. you know, it's 11 o'clock already, so we'll see how we go. If you can flick on to the next one, please. So I've taken out a few of the key words here, but I'm sure you know it. So if you can say it together with me, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, 105. It's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Got that? Yeah, next one, please. Taking a couple more away. You ready? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, 105. You have to keep saying the numbers because otherwise they'll go by the end. Okay, next one, please. A few more words gone. You ready? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, 105. Excellent. Next one, please. Getting a bit scarce now, aren't we? Are you ready? Your excellent. Next one, please, John. Test you one number at a time. Okay, we'll do it again. Ready? Your is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119. Okay, let's try the next one. Let's see how we go. Ready? And finally, I've just left the punctuation in case you weren't sure. Are we ready? Excellent work. Okay. Now, sometimes when we do all-age services, the kids get to do a craft. And I thought, why is it only the kids that get to do it? Everyone can do a craft. So, we've got some glamorous assistants. We've got some things up in the balcony. The idea is you're going to have a card, which has got some little feet on it. You're going to have a pen, so you can write the memory verse. And you're free to decorate it, draw some little pictures. Whatever you want to do on that bit of card, that's for you. And then there's also some magnets that we'll come round with as well. Yeah, we'll come around with the magnets in a minute. So if you'd like to stick a magnet on the back and have that as a magnet that you can stick on your fridge or on your desk or anywhere like that, you're free to do that. Just chat amongst yourselves. You should get a card and a pen. If you write the verse down, draw some pictures, whatever you fancy doing, and then we'll come around with the magnets in a minute. Has everyone got a magnet who wants one? I think they came around in the boxes. Excellent. Once you've done it, my wife's just pointed out it will stick on the chair in front of you. So you can stick it there for safekeeping. If you're in the balcony, you have to figure it out yourself. Sorry. Right, as you finish off, we're going to sing a song now, which is Your Word is a Lamp Unto My Feet. So if you're done, if you'd like to stand with us, and we'll sing this together.
Thank you.
Please take a seat.
Okay, so to sum up then, navigating the rocky rapids of life. If we can flick on, please, John. So we've discovered that life can be difficult. Jeff certainly found that out. When we have the obstacles of life, it can be tricky to navigate. There are good times, but there are also bad times. And there are times when we could really do with somebody to help us, guide us through. But we found out that God is with us and that he guides us. He wants to guide us. He loves us so much. He doesn't just abandon us and leave us to get on with it. He cares about us intimately, each and every one. And he wants to be with us and he wants to guide us. And we looked at how that can happen. So it happens, through God guiding us directly, God guiding us through his Holy Spirit, and God guiding us through the Bible, which he provides for us to help us and to help direct us through our lives. And the Bible is crammed full of all kinds of good stuff. It's crammed full of teaching, of stories, of lessons from history that we can learn, parables that teach us lessons, all kinds of great stuff. We also discovered some examples from the Bible of that happening. So some of those stories, Abraham, Gideon, Nehemiah, David, Jesus, they all asked God for help and for guidance. And of course, we learned our memory verse, which is, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119:105. Excellent work. There you are, just to prove that you were right. So let's just pray together as we kind of come to a close. Father God, we thank you so much for being with us this morning, for all that you've taught us. Lord, we thank you that you care for us, that you love us, and that you want to help us through life, Lord. Lord, we recognize that life isn't always easy and there's things that are difficult, things that are challenging. Lord, but you're there, you're with us. By your Spirit and through your word, you help us and you guide us, Lord. And we thank you so much for that. We pray that you'd help us to put our trust in you. You'd help us to turn to you when we're anxious and there's things we're worried about. And that you'd help us to know that you will be with us. And so we can trust in you, Lord. So we thank you for all these things in your name. Amen. We're going to sing one final song together, which is, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want."
So now may the strength of God sustain us. May the power of God preserve us. May the hands of God protect us. May the way of God direct us. May the love of God go with us this day and forever. Amen.